Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, you have reached Lilydale Radio, Journeys of the Light. Welcome to a new show. Right back at this time, Joyce and John are down here in beautiful Hollywood, Florida, serving a beautiful crystal healing center, giving different workshops. And we've had the honor of traveling across America, teaching different workshops about spiritualism and all its different branches. Recently, we were at another famous place called Casadega. Casadega, Florida, is actually the sister camp to Lilydale. And we were with some very beautiful mediums there. One of them is Marilyn Audrey, who wrote many books on
spiritualism, natural law.
And natural law. And, you know, often in spiritualism, we say that it's in actually our bylaws. We make our own happiness or unhappiness as we obey or disobey nature's physical and spiritual laws. And sometimes people ask us, what is natural law? What does that mean? What are natural, spiritual laws, I should say? And natural laws is that it's all mind, okay? That there is no such thing as your mind and my mind and God's mind. There's only one mind, and we all live and move and have our being in it. Another way of putting it is that you are not in the world, the world is in you. So when you wake up in the morning, you bring into the world that you created inside of you. So natural law is learning how to navigate yourself through this physical world in this school that we call life. And one of the other natural laws is correspondence, or another way of putting it is communication. And as a spiritualist, we understand this because it is part of our training in mediumship. For instance, without going out of my door, I can know all things on earth. Without looking out of my window, I can know the ways of heaven. What does that mean exactly? Well, for those of you who have heard about a person by the name of Edgar Cayce, you could say someone's name to him. It doesn't matter where they were in the world. And through remote viewing, he can go visit them and do a health reading on them. So without going out of my door, I can know all things on earth. Well, myself, John White, has learned how to do that many, many years ago. And I took a course. Some of you may recognize the name of this course. It was called the Silva, S-I-L-V-A, Mind Development Course, or Mind Control Course. So literally, there are thousands of people that I know who know how to do that. So it's not a mystery, it's understanding natural laws. So again, the first natural law is it's all mind, and we could travel inside the mind, and we're all part of that divine mind. And the next natural law is correspondence, or you could say communicating inside the mind of God. And then the third natural law is the one that Einstein talked about. It's all energy. So for instance, it's all energy. That's all there is to it. Create the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but to create that reality. This is not philosophy, it's physics. And so it's a frequency. So some of us believe that dis-ease is a frequency. Prosperity is a frequency. And for those of you who are developing and studying your mediumship, it's very important that you understand that also the different gifts of the spirit are also different frequencies. So for those of you who know about the different chakras that we have in Eastern philosophy, each chakra has a mantra, and each mantra has a frequency. And inside each chakra, there are different, you could say, spiritual, psychological, emotional, and spiritual skills. And so it's all the frequency. For instance, when it talks in the Bible about the ability to discern the spirit, which is one of the natural laws of mediumship, by the way. So in Corinthians, it talks about the ability to discern the spirit. So in the early Christian church, they would stand up and give messages of encouragement to each other. And they called it prophecy. And we know it as clairvoyant or being able to tune into future possibilities. Well, we all have that natural skill. And when we learn how to meditate, or when we learn how to go into another part of our mind and create a frequency, that different skill, which we call clairvoyant ability or prophecy, shows up. So this is all natural. So those of you who are interested in becoming a medium and studying mediumship, it's important that you study natural law. Now, one of the natural laws became very popular in a book called The Ability to Manifest Things. The Ability to Manifest Things, okay?
Secret?
The Secret, yes. That was Joyce in the background telling us. Secret. And it was the ability to manifest things, okay? And so how do you manifest things? Well, you create a frequency in your mind, and like attracts like. For instance, you know, I read a book many, many years ago by a beautiful teacher that used to come to Lilydale many, many times, and his name is Wayne Dyer, and he wrote a book about the intent, the ability to, what is your intent, okay? So another way of putting it, and we also read about that in another little book called The Four Agreements, okay? Be sincere. What is your intent? And so if you want to manifest something in your life, you have to be sincere. And if you're sincere, you create that frequency. You create that frequency. So again, studying the different natural laws is important if you want to develop your mediumship. And for those of you who specifically want to be a healer, all right, now remember we said to you that dis-ease is also a frequency. So different eases have a frequency. And there is a very well-known spiritual man who was also a scientist. And if I'm pronouncing that name right, it's the Reich machine. And what he did is that he believed that different diseases had a frequency. And so he would have you hold these two things in your hand. And by holding them, you would dial to a certain frequency, and basically by holding these two different pedals like in your hand, you dial to a certain frequency, and if you did that over a continuous amount of time, he believed that you can heal the disease, because again, remember, dis-ease is also a frequency. So again, the three basic natural laws are, it's all mind, okay, and the next one is correspondence, or being able to communicate inside the mind of God. And the next one is frequency, okay? And the next one that we heard about in the book called The Secret was the law of attraction, to be able to attract things, because like attracts like. So if you'd like to phone in and talk about some of these things tonight.
The number is 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. You're also welcome to send us a text if you don't feel comfortable or if you're a little bit too shy to call in. You can send us a text to ask a question or share a story of a spiritual or mystical nature. We love to hear, you know, about your experiences with your loved ones in spirit, whether they be human or the four-legged type or any other birds, whatever, to hear, you know, stories about healing and of course, to field the questions that you have for John, 716-467-5552. That's the number to text. That's 716-467-5552. And again, if you'd like to call in, 818-739-8818. And you are listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White, one of approximately 50 registered Lilydale mediums in western New York, about an hour south of Buffalo. And John, we actually have a few people calling in and a few people who texted questions already. We have one from Jen in Erie, Pennsylvania. And she wants to know if you just have a few tips on how to connect, you know, basically with your higher self and your own spirit, how to develop that relationship.
Okay, thank you, Jan, for that question. Now, when we say it's all mind, you know, so connecting with your higher self is going into and creating a higher frequency inside your mind. Remember we said that there's no such thing as your mind, my mind, and God's mind is only one mind. So changing your frequency into going into your to your higher self. You know, there's several books that I want to mention on that will help you become a little bit more literate on how the higher mind thinks. And how does the higher mind think? Well, the higher mind thinks through natural law. Okay? So Jesus in the Bible, when Jesus says that whoever therefore shall break these least commandments and teach other men so, they shall be called least of the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. And how do we understand that? As spiritualists, whoever therefore shall break the least of the natural laws shall experience least in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever shall therefore shall keep the natural laws of God and teach other men so, they shall experience great things in the kingdom of heaven. So whoever therefore shall live, move, and have their being in divine wisdom, which how God thinks, through natural law, shall experience great things. So where is this kingdom of heaven? Well, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus says it's at hand. It's in your hands. And so there are many ways to get in touch with your higher mind. I do personally believe that we slip in and out of our higher mind every day. So you could say that when you're in your intuitive brain, because your higher mind thinks through intuitive intelligence, you have tapped into your higher self. And all the masters in the world have come into our lives to help us to awaken ourselves. So when Buddha says to be awake, awake means literally to open the higher self, okay? And what is Christ consciousness? Christ consciousness is the higher mind. And so learning how to, through meditation, for some people that's a way, listening to beautiful music, okay, by doing creative art, there's many, many different ways that you can get into your higher self. But all teachers who have got into their higher self have learned some form of meditation. Some form of meditation. Because remember we said that your higher mind is a higher frequency. Well, when you meditate, you change your frequencies and you produce what is known as alpha, theta, and if you're really good, delta brain waves inside your head. And so you get to use more of your mind and you get to use it in a very special way. There's a very famous yogi by the name of Swami Rama who literally dove into what we would call an unconscious state, a delta state, and be able to repeat the conversation that's going on in the room, even though he was in a deep, deep part of your mind, okay? So again, and Jan, I'd like to thank you very much for asking that question, because you know it's one of my pet questions, is I feel it's very important, if you're going to develop your mediumship, it's important that you think and learn how your higher mind works, because like attracts like. Okay, and you're listening to Journeys of the Light, Lilydale Radio. And what's happening around Lilydale these days, Joyce?
Oh, boy. Well, as always, Lilydale has its three different church services every Sunday. Two of them are in the morning at 10 or 10:30 a.m. I believe that I believe they have the same structure where they start with a healing. And then a message, inspirational message from one of the Lilydale mediums, but sometimes there are special guest speakers, and we just really get amazing people to get up there and give talks, inspirational messages. And then, of course, each service also includes messages from a medium to, you know, maybe a dozen or so audience members, sometimes more if the medium is fast, like John. And then you know, certain Sundays of the month, there are special events, such as the Fellowship of the Spirit, mini psychic readings, and then at the Fireman's Hall, they have a brunch, and that, I believe, is the third Sunday of the month. But if you want more information, just Google the Fellowship of the Church of the Living Spirit, the Fellowship of the Spirit has their Sunday services at 6:30 p.m. And the other morning service is the National Church Service, which is being held at the Healing Temple. And for those of you guys who are not on the Lilydale Assembly membership list, you may or may not be aware that the Healing Temple is receiving a little bit of an upgrade. So next time you come, there will be air conditioning. And I know those of you guys who have been to the Healing Temple in the summertime with all the mosquitoes and the heat and the mugginess, I know that you guys are going to love it. So, John, we have a text question that came in after your comments about manifestation. This comes from Kelly. Kelly in Buffalo, New York. Excuse me. She says, today she has been having a great day. She is on the frequency of receiving abundance, and should she continue this law of attraction and go to the casino?
Well, I don't want to encourage you, but if you feel as though you could manifest money at a casino, well, go for it, girl. All joking aside, I remember being at the casino not that long ago with Joyce, and I looked at a machine, and I just had this feeling inside of myself. I said, Joyce, play this machine. And she did, and to make a long story short, 7 minutes later, she made $700. Oh, it was $700 Canadian, by the way, because you're on the Canadian side. But it was still good. And so
Canadians don't take any of your money from you.
Okay, that's the secret. If you win money and the Canadian side, you just walk out the door with it. Okay. but that's a very well known Canadian secret. Okay.
Oh, sneaky Canadians. Okay. We also have another question, John, that came in from one of your fans in Daytona Beach. This comes from Kelly, and Kelly wants to know if you, since her spirit guides around her and if they have a special message for her, especially regarding her proper vocation, what her soul is guiding her to do. Kelly in Daytona Beach.
Are you talking about her physically moving?
Vocation.
Oh, vocation. I'm sorry. Okay, let me tune into you, Kelly. Pictures of you standing up in front of people and speaking and teaching. So I get a feeling of teaching is one of the skills you have. And in the Bible, it's called the ability, knowledge and wisdom. So I really feel as though you have that. And I'm looking at different guides around you right now. I should say I have a feeling of different guides and spirit angels around right now that are very much interested in the healing arts, okay? And I'm being told that one day you like to write about these experiences yourself. And so that's also there. So you have many different, talents. And there's a feeling of I realize that you're getting better and better at focusing your mind. And that's very, very important, you know. And when we're developing our mediumship or intuition, or if you want to get good at any study, your ability to focus your mind is very, very important. Now, if you take away all the connotations about meditation is simply super concentration. I'll say that again. If you take away all the religious artifacts around meditation, it is simply super concentration. And so when you concentrate your mind, you begin to open up different skills in the mind. And so I do see, again, the gift of healing around you, the gift of inspirational speaking and teaching with you. And I do believe one day that you're right, you'll write about all these beautiful experiences. Oh, I just happened to notice something else. There's something called lucid dreaming. I get a feeling your guides are coming through to you, and also relatives on the other side of life. And that door of lucid dreaming is beginning to open up inside of you. Not many people consider lucid dreaming a form of mediumship, but it is. It definitely is. Okay, thank you very much for calling me. You know, I want to tell you all about a little dream I had last night in lucid dreaming. Now, lucid dreaming is, you know, for instance, in Tibet, they call it developing the dream body. So think of dreaming at night, like a house that has many, many different rooms. So there's psychological dreams, there's dreams about the past, dreams about the future, dreams about the present, and there's also dreams about other dimensions. And so I had a dream of a higher teacher came to me in a dream last night, and he seemed to be talking about Rome with me. And he talked about there is a very, very specific monastery or a place of training that I'm going to have an opportunity to go to and to study. And I know it was real because the feeling was there and the emotions were there. And I actually got very, very emotional about it. And so you know that when the spirit is around you, sometimes when they come close, you get very, very emotional. So I just wanted to mention that because lucid dreaming is also a part of your development in mediumship.
Oh, thank you, John. Now, what about people who have spontaneous dreams where their psychic information comes through that may be relevant to solving some kind of mystery or crime?
Okay. Well, if it is really solving a mystery or a crime, that is related through their intuition. You know, so through their intuition, you can solve a crime. I remember many, many years ago, this hasn't to do with a crime, but it is part of the relevant same room in the house of dreams, is that I had a contract in Vancouver, Canada, and I had a dream that the person there in Vancouver changed the contract on me. And so when I actually got there 2 weeks later, it was true she changed the contract on me. So sometimes we can dream of future crimes and future possibilities. But you know, John Joyce, I'm glad you brought that up because like attracts like. So if you are a person who is a detective, and if you are a person that's your job or that's your vocation, your intuitive dreams will become an extension of your vocation. So I bet there's people out there, if there's any police people or people who work in the different investigation fields, I bet you've had some dreams of solving crimes because that's your vibration and that's an extension of your work.
Yes, in fact, sometimes that used to happen to me when I was working for the newspaper, and I would get names of people that I would be interviewing at the beginning of the day, right when I woke up. Anyways, we have a caller, Diana. She wants to know if you can help guide her with her vocation regarding veterinary or medical school. She wants to go, but there's a hesitation on her part. Diana, are you here with us?
Yes, thank you, Joyce. Hi, Reverend.
Hi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
Okay, let me set. Okay. Well, I'm seeing. Okay, I understand the question. Okay, but I was just watching a picture that I was watching. There's a. Do you know who Saint Francis of Assisi was?
Of course, yes.
Okay. Well, I had that as soon as Joyce asked me that question. I had an impression of that being around you. Okay. Are you interested in the field of research?
Not particularly, but if I went to vet school, I have a feeling that's where they're going to push me to.
Okay, because I saw you looking through magnifying glasses at different diseases.
So?
Okay, that's exactly what I saw you doing, and that's why I'm asking you that question. Okay, you know, don't misunderstand this, but I just got the impression that the animals are better behaved than people.
Yes, so. you must be psychic.
Okay,
that's what I was thinking.
This may sound silly, but you may get along with the animals, and the animals would be more receptive and more appreciative than some people that you would have to deal with. Now, that's obviously
yes.
Not everybody, but that's what I seem to be sensing with you. I get a feeling that you would actually be quite intuitive. You know, do you know who Edgar Cayce was?
Yes, yes.
Because I'm thinking of you about that question you asked. It's Edgar Cayce was also what is known as a medical intuitive. So I get an impression that your intuition would come out. Now, I believe your intuition would come out whether you're working with people or with animals, okay? But I get a feeling your intuition would come out. I feel, now remember, the last decision is up to you, but I really feel very strongly that being a veterinarian is really your soul's calling. Yeah, I really do feel that.
Okay, so why am I having hesitation? I feel like I want to go forward, but because I've been already in vet school, but I had to leave because it wasn't the right school for me. So I had to go back a couple of years. I mean, step out for a couple of years, and now I'm trying to reapply, but in Australia, not in the U.S., but Australia.
Okay, I'll be right back. Let me go to Australia. Just a moment.
Thank you.
The name of this? You're welcome. What's the name of the school in Australia?
University of Sydney.
Okay, let me go there. I got a feeling they would welcome you with open arms.
Great.
Yeah.
Now I hope I can fund it.
Well, now listen, remember we talked about the law of attraction and frequency?
Right.
If you are sincere, you know, you have to be sincere first, and I believe you are sincere. Okay. So why don't you make it official and write a letter to God?
Okay.
And tell God why you want to be a veterinarian, and tell God, what would it be? Now, leave it open-minded. Ask God. So, God, create the best opportunity for me. And if you're sincere in your letter, you know, there's an old Egyptian saying, so it is written, let it be done. So it is written, let it be done. So it's almost like you're making a contract with your higher self and with God about being a veterinarian.
Right.
And if you are sincere about it, you'll manifest it, okay?
Okay, thank you. I just came back from Egypt, so it's funny you say that proverb.
Oh, isn't that interesting? There must be someone psychic in the house.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you,
you're welcome.
Thank you. I will do that. I appreciate it. Thank you, Joyce, also.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Okay,
have a good day.
You too. You're listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White. If you'd like to call in, the number is 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. Now, we have a few calls and a few questions that came in by text message. And, of course, if you weren't listening earlier and you want the number to send in a text question or share a story of a mystical, spiritual nature, it is 716-467-5552. And first, John, we have a question from one of your fans out in Chautauqua County in Dunkirk, New York. Susan wants to know if you could help tune in for her and see if her spirit guides or her mother has any advice for her about the love that she's seeking. She wants to get married someday, and she has a guy in mind, but she's thinking maybe she should just give up on him.
Okay. Are you sure you want me to ask your mother? Okay. So the feeling I get is, Well, you know, it's really up to you. And this is a very important question that you're asking. Okay. I get a feeling that I'm trying to be, you know, get in touch with your mother and get this impression right. I get a feeling that you have been thinking about pulling back, okay? And I know you said that, but I get a feeling that your mother's going along with that, the decision that you've made, okay? So I do feel it's time for you to pull back just a little bit. And this also has to do with your self-esteem and your image of yourself. So now, just because I'm not seeing who else is coming along, it doesn't mean that no one else is coming along, okay? Your mother wants to remind you that you're a beautiful girl, that you're a beautiful soul, and you have a lot to give, okay? And it's beneath you to want to be with a person who doesn't or can't get their act together and be with you, okay? And the other feeling I got is, no, you didn't ask me, but your mom's thinking about some type of school or schooling with you. Okay, now I'm just working for your mom, so I have to tell you that, okay? But I get a feeling that your mom at this time says it's better that you keep that person as a friend and just pull back just a little while, okay? God bless you, and we wish you the best, honey.
Okay, and next we have a caller from Slovenia. This is Tiffany, and Tiffany has a question, I believe, for you, John, about twin flames.
Okay. Tiffany. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi. Hi, John.
Okay. Tiffany, I want you to give me your interpretation of what a twin flame is. Who do you think a twin flame is?
From what I understand, it's a mirror of your soul, or your soul that's actually split in two, and you come into this life as two separate physical beings, but together your soul is complete.
Okay, my goodness, I think you read my mind. That's exactly right. Okay, I'll just say it the same way that you said it, but just a little bit of a different spin. So in the beginning, you know, there was when you were created before time was, your spirit was created before time was, just like identical twins come from the same egg, also your twin flame is your other half, okay? Now, this may sound a little bit unusual to you, but because you meet your twin flame, it does not necessarily mean you'll even get along with them, okay? Because they may be, even though it's your twin flame, I don't mean to disappoint you, but they may be on a different level than you. Okay. But if you do meet your twin flame and you're on the same level, in quantum physics, one and one makes three. So you and your twin flame would create phenomenal things in the world. Okay. I have a minister friend of mine in Montreal that she married her twin flame, and she was the psychic and the medium and the healer, and he was the academic, a teacher, and a scholar. And so by them getting together, they created this amazing school. Okay. Mm. So when you meet your twin flame, most of the time there's so much love and energy that the world basically benefits. So do you feel as though you met your twin flame? Is this what this is all about?
No, I actually have not met him in the third dimension. I'm 38 and single, so I've definitely not jumped into love very quickly in my life. But I, through some shamanic journeying, have been visited by a higher self of a man named Ralph, and he has now showed up in many journeys throughout about 5 months, I want to say. And so we have not met, and we have not connected in this dimension yet. But I'm just curious, and now that I have the gift of clairaudience, sometimes I do receive messages from him through my team. And I'm just curious if you have any pulse on that.
Okay, yes, of course, it is possible. Now, it's something interesting that you brought up, is that you said, you're kind of aware of him and his energy, but you haven't physically met yet. That is
correct.
Very possible. That is very possible. I remember having an experience like that many, many years ago, I met a being, and the being was standing in front of me. And for a few moments, I didn't know if I was that being looking at John or John was looking at that being. So I met my other self, but that other self is not in the world at this time. Okay. So I believe it's very, but now your experience is sacred to you. Okay. And it is kind of important that it's such a sacred experience that you don't misunderstand this now, that you only share that with people that understand you or understand spiritual things, okay? But it is totally possible that it is totally possible that you had that experience. Now, if you're asking, will you ever physically meet in this world? I feel that's up to you. You know what? I just got this. Impression that it's up to you. Have you been thinking about introducing yourself to him?
I wouldn't say I'm as concerned about reaching out. It's more me trying to trust my team's information because it's been very loving,
okay.
But I've been under a lot of tests. I've been under a lot of tests for the past 3 months, ever since I received the gift of clairaudience. And so I asked the question more to try to validate my team who's coming through to me in my channel.
Okay.
I was the girl who asked about Lord Ashtar last week. That's mainly who I'm getting my information from.
Okay. Now, I'm intuitively I'm getting a feeling that he may be receptive to you communicating with them because I do get a feeling he is a person that has higher thinking, higher thoughts. Okay. But he may not be, don't misunderstand what I'm going to say to you, he may not be available at this time in his life because there is a possibility here I'm getting that he has other emotional commitments. That's an impression that I got.
Okay.
So that's where it gets a very, very unusual. But it is possible. It is possible. Yeah, he seems to vibrate on a very high level, just like you do, and of course I'm being told that he has the same interest that you do. Now, don't misunderstand this. I feel that you may be a little bit emotionally ahead of him, though. Okay, so remember I said even though you meet your twin flame, you may not be on the same level in all dimensions. Okay. Yeah. I get a feeling that you're emotionally a little bit, I don't know how to put that delicately, a little bit emotionally ahead of him. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Or another way of putting it, if I were to tune into him, he feels emotionally younger than you. Maybe that's another way of saying the same.
He is younger. I figured out who he was after he came to visit me because he told me so much about himself, but okay. I haven't wanted to push it in this dimension.
Yeah.
I just would like it to happen a little more natural. Well, thank you
so
much. I didn't mean to ask
You're
many questions.
Welcome.
I really appreciate it.
Okay. God bless. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. And you're listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White, a Lilydale registered medium. If you'd like to call in, the number is 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And if you are listening and you've been to Lilydale in the past, you'll be happy to know that the catalogs are now out for the upcoming season, and there are some other events brewing before the season begins, which is going to start a little bit early this year. Typically, it's the last weekend of June, and this week it's going to be 1 week early. And even before that starts, there's going to be the first ever women's retreat weekend from May 17th to the 19th. It's the first annual event. It's going to be very exciting. Starting on Friday, May 17th, there will be a Grow Your Business workshop starting at 5:30 p.m. On Saturday, May 18th, the day will begin with Gentle Flow Yoga at 9 a.m. And then at 1 p.m., Color Coherence Workshop, 4 p.m., Women's Empowerment Panel, 6 p.m., In Good Spirits Movie and Messages. And finally, at 7 p.m., there's going to be a girls' night out in the auditorium. There's going to be special things going on there with authors and jewelry and vendors. And on Sunday, May 19th, from 1 to 4 p.m., there is a talk, Mother Nature is Speaking, Are You Listening? And I know that there's going to be a second part of that special program
later on in June, I think of June 8th. More details will be forthcoming on the Lilydale website. And if you'd like information about any of the other special programs or events Lilydale has, you can look on lilydaleassembly.org. Of course, there are the three different church services every Sunday. Fridays, there's psychic development, mediumship development with Judith Rochester, a very seasoned medium who is wonderful in working with mediums at all levels, beginners, intermediate, and advanced, and people really rave about her class, and sometimes they even bring treats. So she is just a wonderful teacher, and everybody loves her, and we love her. And, you know, sometimes there is drumming at the Church of the Living Spirit, and various special classes that go on, and arts and crafts programs as well. So you want to check that out if you happen to be in the Western New York area. We're about an hour south of Buffalo. And John, speaking of special classes and spiritualist programs, can you talk a little bit about the amazing work that Janet Nohavik is doing out in Hyde Park?
Okay, good. Now, before I do that, Joyce, I've been sitting here, and there's a lady that came to me from the other side of life. I do believe her name is Rose or Rosa. Rose or Rosa. So if there's anybody out there that understands that name in a mother's vibration, by the way, then please give us a call. Rose or Rosa. And Janet Nohavik, yes. You know, in early spiritualism, where the Fox sisters lived and went to school, Janet Nohavik fixed up that place that used to be the schoolroom where they went to school, I believe. And she's created a church out there. And we're very happy that she has restored it and gets amazing mediums from different parts of the world to come there. One of your favorite mediums, Mavis?
Mavis Patilla.
Mavis Patilla, all the way from England, I believe has been there and will be going there in the future. And Joe Shield, who's an amazing psychic artist, also goes there. And a different beautiful medium. So Janet Nohavik, one of our teachers at Lilydale also that comes and teaches classes there, please look her up, okay? And I do believe that Janet Nohavik has a beautiful book on developing your mediumship. And Joyce, what is she from New Jersey? Where is Janet from?
Yes, actually, you can read her whole story in one of her, I think she's got three books out. Well, she's from New Jersey. In fact, she had a brief stint as a Catholic nun. You can read all about that. Very, very interesting story. And the spelling of her last name, if you've never heard of her, is N as in Nancy, O-H-A-V as in Victor, E-C as in cat. And she actually, generally speaking, practices the British-style mediumship. She was trained at the famous Arthur Findlay College. But she actually is predicting that the American style of mediumship is going to be taking off more than the British style. So I guess, you know, for those of you guys who don't know, there's various kinds of mediumship around the world, and the British style and the American style are sometimes a little bit competitive. In any event, Janet's new schoolhouse is in Hydesville. Across the road at the Fox Cottage. So if you want more information, you can go on her website or her Facebook page, Janet Nohavik. And John, can you talk a little bit more about those famous Fox sisters and why they're so important at Lilydale?
Okay, the famous Fox sisters, there were two young girls, and they were living in this house, and they started hearing rappings on the walls, okay? And so, for instance, they started hearing rappings on the walls. So as a joke, they said they knocked three times, and then the spirit would knock three times. And then they would knock five times, and the spirit would knock five times. And they figured out a code, almost like a Morse code, okay? Like two knocks mean maybe, one means no, three means yes, things like that, very, very simple things. And they really are very instrumental in getting spiritualism as a recognized religion here in America. And as two young girls, they traveled many, many different places, and they were under a lot of stress. And And a lot of people didn't think or believe that what they were doing. But, you know, we have this in all religions, you know. If you don't understand God in the way that your ancestors, in the way that your tribe teaches you, then you could have conflict. But the Falk Sisters are a very important part of modern spiritualism. And actually, at the place where we live, Joyce, in Lilydale, they actually had the Falk Cottage, okay? Literally, they took it apart, built it by part, and brought it to Lilydale. And unfortunately, it got burnt down, and it got burnt down some from, to make a long story short, we believe some from some out-of-touch fundamental religion that felt that they were doing their duty to do that. Isn't that amazing how we try to hurt each other if we don't understand God in the way that they understand God? But the Falk Sisters are very, very important. And actually, Marilyn Audrey, who is a very good friend of ours from Casadega, Florida, that's the other spiritualist camp, wrote a book on it and about the Falk Sisters. And to make a long story short, there was a peddler. So a peddler is a person who used to go around and fix things. And he was murdered and buried in the basement where the Falk Sisters lived.
The wall.
And they actually, they couldn't find it after they tore the house apart looking for it. The wall started to crumble, and it sounds like a horror story. His skeleton fell out of the wall. And so he was buried there. So if you want to know more about the Falk Sisters, go on the website about modern spiritualism, the founders of modern spiritualism, and you'll definitely find it there, Joyce.
Okay, and John, you actually have Amy on the line from Connecticut, and she's responding to your call out for a spirit with a mother vibration of Rose or Rosa. Her mother's name was Ginny Rose, if I'm saying that right, and she would like to talk to you. Here is Amy.
How are you today, Amy?
I'm good, John. How are you?
Okay. Now, let me tell you how I got it. There's some roses on the table here, and all of a sudden, I felt the energy of a mother's vibration coming to me. Have you been thinking about her?
I have, and I just called in, like, maybe 3 minutes before you had mentioned that.
Well, that's amazing. Okay. Well, I can't say that I really saw her. You know, it was through what is known as clairsentience. I really felt her. Okay? It was very obvious. Like, she just walked right up to me and gave me the feeling that that's what her name was, that it was a beautiful mother's vibration. And she just seemed to want to she must have known that you were calling in. Or how do we know? Maybe she's the one that told you to call in.
Okay. Maybe.
But she's just simply around you. Now, this is where it gets a little unusual. When we pass on to the other side of life, basically we're living in a world where the natural laws are different than this world. And since there's no such thing as time where your mother lives, she's actually a very young lady. Okay? So if you can think of your mother being around, I would say around 32. Okay, around 32 years, between 28 and 32, that's what she looks like on the other side of life. Now, this may be an unusual question. If you have any pictures of your mother, is there a time where she had long hair?
Yes.
Because
when
I'm just getting
was,
a feeling of...
When she was that age, she had long hair.
Okay, so she's giving me feelings of long hair. Okay, but mainly...
She,
go ahead.
She had a journal. She had a journal that I have, a diary, and all she talked about was her hair. And washing her hair and putting her hair in rollers.
Isn't that amazing? Okay.
Yes.
Now, you know, the message may not be profound, but the message is simply that she's here to acknowledge you and that she loves you and that she's around you. You know?
That's beautiful.
It's as simple as that. Okay?
Okay.
I think she's asking me to ask you this question. Do you have a brother?
My brother has passed away, but yes.
Oh, well, guess what? I guess you do have a brother. Because, I was in your mother's energy just now, and it's like I just heard her say brother. So that means your brother's here also. Well, hello from your brother. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
So they're definitely definitely around you, okay? Your mother jokingly is saying that your mother's on your brother's behaving tonight.
Oh, yes.
I think he'd like to tease you. Now, did you lose a dog recently?
Yes, I did.
Well, guess where your dog is. Your dog is with your mother and your brother.
Oh. Beautiful.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is.
Okay, honey. Thank you very much for calling in and responding to your mother. God bless you.
Yes. Thank you, John. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you, Amy. And you're listening to Journeys of the Light with John White. If you'd like to call in, the number is 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And John, we have a few text questions for you, actually. One is from Rebecca in New York, and she wants to know, she said she recently had a dream where one of the Lilydale mediums was talking to her about Georgetown University, and she wants to know if you can tune in and see if maybe that dream was a message for her about attending.
Okay. I actually knew a professor, Wayne, who, you know, was married to the very well known medium Ann Gaiman in Lilydale, Georgetown. It's a very prestigious university, and let me just tune into that with you. I'm being told very clearly that you should go and test the waters, okay? So this is just a spiritual suggestion that you should go test the waters to see how it fits, okay? Now, when you go test the waters and if it doesn't fit right away, I do feel it'll fit down the road. So I'm not getting a specific time when you should go, but I'm definitely hearing you should go and test the waters, okay? To see how it feels when you're there, and let your own intuition guide you. Now, maybe there's a reason why I was thinking of Wayne, who's a very well-known professor, loved professor there at Georgetown University, and he actually taught writing to executives, and he also would get contracts with the government to teach the different government right people how to write different contracts and statements. So maybe this has to do with the writing with you also. So I thought I would just put that in. Thank you.
Thank you. And next we have another question that came in by text from Marcy in Manhattan. And Marcy has a medical intuitive question for you. She wants to know if you can tune in and see if you have any messages from her spirit guides about her health and also she regarding her lungs and losing weight.
Okay. Now, you know, if I tune into that, first of all, we do have to acknowledge I'm not a doctor, okay? And that you're always going to use your own common sense. Okay, I seem to be with you right now in your energy. And when I think of your lungs, I don't know if there's congestion there, but I get a feeling that if it's possible for you to have an air purifier in the room when you're sleeping, that would really help you to breathe. I may be tuning into some allergies that you have also. Now, I know you know this, but let me just tell you anyway. Being around old buildings where there's mold and things like that could impair your breathing, okay? And as far as the next question of losing weight, now this is only my interpretation, honey, okay? Your metabolism may be a little bit slow, okay? So what are some of the ways that we can help to pick up our metabolism? Well, there's a thing called exercising, okay? Doing things to bring up your metabolism, okay? And I don't know why I'm looking at an elliptical machine. An elliptical machine is something like the same exercise that you do if you're doing cross-country skiing, but elliptical machine is really easier on your knees. Oh, so that would help also. And then I also get a feeling of swimming with you. So I do believe that you can help to bring up the frequency of your metabolism by doing those two exercises. Okay. Now, I'm not telling you anything that you haven't been thinking about doing. All I'm here to do is to confirm it. Thank you.
Thank you. And lastly, we have a text question from Missy from Williamsville, New York. She says she's wondering how much longer she will be working at an area hospital. She has been there for 30 years.
Oh, my goodness. 30 years. Okay. Well, I'm tuning into your energy, and maybe this is not a secret, but your energy says I should have left there a long time ago. Okay. Again, I'm not a doctor, but I don't know if your legs are beginning to bother you, but it's almost like your legs are beginning to bother you. So that's another reason for you to perhaps think of, you could say, hanging up your hat, okay? But I do get a feeling, I'm going into your back right now, and your lower back also. I don't know if this makes sense to you now, but it may make sense soon. There may be some type of shift change. That means like working different hours, okay? And I get a feeling of that would not be very good for your metabolism. So it is getting time in your life that you should think of leaving for your own health, honey.
Okay. We have a caller who would like to connect with you, John.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Thank you, Reverend White. I had a dream a few days ago, and it seemed so real. It was like an angel was helping me with a throat issue I've had for a while, over a year now. And it's like post-nasal drip that sort of gets clogged in my throat, and it's very problematic, and I have to spit it out throughout the day and in the night, and it's just, I'm wondering what you see around this. Is it going to resolve? Was the dream real? Or, I mean, I was hoping that I'd wake up and it would be, you know, my throat issue would resolve, but I'm still having it. So just wondering what you see around this.
Okay, so as I can, I have to keep on acknowledging this, that I'm not a doctor, but as I'm tuning into that, I feel kind of raw with your throat. And I get a feeling of, I'm not supposed to say to you that maybe you need some antibiotics, but that's what I seem to be getting. Okay. But you would have to ask a doctor that, but that's what I'm really getting. So I do feel as though you need a little bit of medical help, but nothing heavy, just a few antibiotics. I would go a long way in helping you. Okay, honey.
Was there something to the dream? Or did I just, I don't know.
No, there was something to the dream. The dream basically, you're in your intuitive mind when you had the dream. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, just like dreams are just like impressions. You know, we have to be very careful how we interpret the impressions. We have to be very careful how we interpret the dreams. Now, when you have a dream, if you pay attention to your feelings when you're interpreting the dream, then that will help you. I'm sorry that we're being cut off the air, but God bless you and thank you for calling. Thank you, honey. Thank you.
You've been listening to Journey to the Light with Reverend John White. We hope that you will join us next week for another edition.